Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
The other day, the hairstylist urged me to cut off 4 or 5 inches, but I refused. "Just a trim," I insisted. I felt strange staring at myself in the mirror and at the hair that cascaded to my waist. It was the first time in 3 years that I'd gotten my hair cut, something I used to do every few months and always in the weeks before Lunar New Year. The pandemic interrupted traditions for me and millions around the world who celebrate the holiday. I skipped the haircut in 2021, along with my twin sons. Even as salons and barbershops reopened, we held out, maybe out of laziness, a low-maintenance style to the extreme. It also gave us a perverse sense of pride, a tangible goal we progressed toward, millimeter by millimeter. One son vowed to wait until children his age became eligible for the vaccine. That didn't happen until later that year. But as the Lunar New Year approached, tradition called to me. The origins of the ritual are murky. One explanation is that the word for hair, fa, is a homonym for part of the phrase fa cai, which means getting rich. Cut your hair and you cut away your good fortune. In another version, your hair is a stand-in for your longevity. You don't want to cut either short. And yet another involves a pun that the Han people invoked to rebel against Manchu rulers during the Qing dynasty. So often, as the American-born daughter of immigrants, I've wondered if I'm being authentic, if I'm getting tradition right. The various explanations remind me that no one really knows the truth. There's no single way of being Chinese. I can follow or reject tradition as I please. After the stylist finished, she handed me a mirror to examine her handiwork. Hair grows about 6 inches a year, and by my reckoning, she'd trimmed off the hardest months of 2020. She cut it straight across, a blunt look I asked her to soften. I leaned back in the chair and shed an inch more. With a perspective, I'm Vanessa Hua.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.